But let me first just close then with thanks. Thanks to the Economic and Social Research Council, who funded much of this research. Thanks to The Guardian for supporting today. And let me remind you again that there'll be a series of blogs online in Sustainable Business Guardian through next week. Thank you, all of you, for your contributions. There are several people who deserve very specific thanks, and without whom this day would have been not just impossible, but some kind of horrible nightmare. And in particular, Gemma Cook, who has been an incredible source of support from the time that she joined the group a few years ago. Claire Livingston and Barbara Millington have supported her through that process today. Many thanks to them as well. Thanks to Juliet Shaw, to Julian Neuberger, to Rob for really excellent keynote speaks. What we hoped to do, and I think really did work today, was to have perspectives from academic work, perspectives from policy, perspectives from practitioners drawing together around the themes that we've explored. So many, many thanks to you three for those excellent thoughts. I'd like to acknowledge a debt of gratitude to Ian Christie, who actually joined Resolve quite late but has played an absolutely key role for me in supporting my own work as director. Ian, thank you for that and for your role today. Once again, many thanks to all those who presented. Thank you for your companionship, collaboration, and collegiality over these last 5 years. I look forward to future work with not just with the Resolve people, but in fact with you who have come here today and participated so enthusiastically in this session. Thank you all very much indeed. Please have a drink upstairs. Thank you.